Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm speaking with Dr. Tom Overton, who is a professor at Cornell University. Novus International just held a seminar here for dairy nutrition consultants. And Tom, why don't you tell us first, what was the purpose of the seminar here?
The purpose of the seminar was really to provide an overview and some application for some of our dairy nutrition consultants relative to the use of some of the models that people have been using to balance diets out in the dairy industry.
You talked about specifically two different types of ration software, their initials being CN, CPS, and CPM, which I guess you could tell us what those initials stand for, and talked about a little bit about how they work. So why don't you just start telling us what do those initials stand for, and how does this these types of ration software work?
The dairy nutrition modeling effort has been going on now at Cornell for more than 30 years, and that's led to the development of these programs. Cornell Penn Minor, CPM Dairy, is a partnership of Cornell with the University of Pennsylvania Minor Institute, and then a sister program, the Cornell Nut Carbohydrate and Protein System. And again, they're similar in many ways, but they both are a result of ongoing development, and the new release of the CNCPS is really our latest attempt to better define the biology of cows and how we might be able to put diets together in order to make them more productive, efficient, and help our producers be more profitable.
So specifically, what do these programs do that help our dairy nutrition consultants?
Well, one of the key areas these programs both focus on is really relates to carbohydrate nutrition of cows, protein and nutrition and nitrogen metabolism in cows, and then in turn, how we can find diets that very efficiently meet the nutrient requirements of cows. And really, both programs target that. The new version of the CNCPS that will be released this fall is, again, our latest effort in that, and we think there's opportunity in there, or further opportunity in there, for many of our dairy consultants.
How do you see the dairy nutrition consultants using these models to really innovate?
Well, one of the things that we've really done with these models, and especially with our latest version of the CNCPS, is really focus in on where are the opportunities to improve the efficiency of nitrogen use in dairy rations. And there's several real implications there. One would be the environmental side. As we know that anything we can do to increase the efficiency of nitrogen use means less waste, or less, again, from an environmental standpoint, there are advantages there. But probably one of the big advantages, or at least one of the big attractions out there in the dairy industry right now, is, of course, cost of production, helping our farms during these low milk price times find cost savings in their feeding programs. And we certainly have had examples where nutritionists in New York and other places have used these models, and especially this new version of the CNCPS, to very effectively, strategically decrease their feeding rates of certain proteins in the diet. And that's come at a cost savings of anywhere from 40 to 60 cents per cow a day. And that's a big deal in the industry.
How do these models help nutritionists apply information, this type of information, to pre-fresh and lactation diets?
Yeah, so I'm not sure that on the pre-fresh side, I think what it's done is it's really sort of honed our ability to truly meet the protein requirement side for these cows, as well as ensure that we're not dramatically overfeeding the energy requirements. And I guess compared to other nutrition models, I'm not sure there's anything magical about these on the pre-fresh side. But again, the lactating side, I think when you compare these models, or especially the CNCPS, to the 2001 Dairy NRC and a number of the other nutrition formulation programs that are commonly used in the industry, we think there really is some opportunity and some advantage for people as they look to try to use these to help their producers increase how efficiently they use nutrients in herds and hopefully, again, improve their bottom line.
We had a pretty good attendance here at the seminar of dairy nutrition consultants, but of course not everybody was here. If a dairy nutrition consultant wanted to find out more about these programs, what should they do?
Yeah. So if they wanted to find out, of course, they can always contact me at tro2@cornell.edu. But certainly other faculty at Cornell, Mike Van Amberg, Larry Chase. We also, the CNCPS does have a webpage. It's www.cncps.cornell.edu. And CPM Dairy is located at www.cpmdairy.net. And certainly more information is available on the web. And again, the consultants in the room today really were, again, some of the really excellent consultants from around the upper Midwest and other parts of the country were there today. And we do have a lot of talent out there in our dairy industry.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. Tom Overton, professor at Cornell University here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.